All right, I'm talking with Amanda Webb, the producer of the upcoming Peace Players Junior production, Wagon Wheels West. How's everything going, Amanda?
Things are coming along very nicely. The kids are very excited for the upcoming production this weekend. They've been working so hard to put on a really great show.
Awesome. Now, what has it been like working with the kids? Are you used to working with juniors? What's sort of it like, the difference between maybe working with the youth rather than adults for the most part?
I've been involved in the junior productions for quite a few years, but always just helping out with like hair and makeup and behind the scenes, like backstage kind of thing. So I've been helping out with the kids for quite a while, and it's really fun to see them grow and challenge themselves, and they always amaze me at all the work and the effort that they put in. I can't speak to the adult show because I haven't worked in those positions before with the adults, but I love working with the kids and seeing how much they change and grow over the short period of time and all the effort that they put in. It's usually a really great bunch of kids.
Well, what can people expect from Wagons Wheels West as we get ready for the shows to happen Friday night through Sunday matinee?
This is a Western spoof, and it's a musical, so you can come and expect lots of laughs. They have been working very hard to understand the puns and work them in so that they come out seamlessly, and we have some really great actors who have made the characters their own, and they are working very hard to give everyone a good laugh. So the story is about a wagon train that loses a wagon wheel, or it gets broken on the trail, and they come into a town called Vinegar Bottle, and so there's a mayoral election happening, and of course there's a no good villain who is, I guess, robbing the wagon train. So it's a good play where lots of laughs are going to be enjoyed.
Mayoral election. Sounds like maybe this should have been last weekend's thing to lead into the elections this past week.
Yep.
So, I mean, what would you like to say to people who may be on the fence about buying tickets? I looked online, and tickets, they are selling very, very well. So if you are on the fence, you may want to jump in there and buy them. But is there anything you can add to maybe push people to get over that line of, well, maybe I'll go, maybe I won't, to just go, okay, buying tickets now?
Yeah, I would definitely say go get them now. You won't be sorry. Every time I go to a production, I'm always surprised at how much I enjoy it. It's really great to see the kids in the community coming together where they all have a role and they just become their own little community. Usually at the end of the weekend, there's tears because everyone is so sad to leave this little community that they have grown to come to love. And so you definitely get to see that when you're watching the play. And so I would encourage everyone who hasn't got a ticket yet, if you're questioning it, to go down to the Quality Inn or go online and get your tickets now, because you will not be sorry.
Again, those production is happening this Friday, 7:30 at night. Saturday, you got a 2 p.m. matinee and a 7 night show and a matinee on Sunday at 2. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk today, Amanda. And I'm going to guess it's going to be an absolutely amazing weekend of shows, and I think the kids involved are going to get a lot out of this.
Yes, we are very excited.